Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We welcome you. If you're just joining us, if you had to, well, obviously, if you had to leave the last hour, you wouldn't be listening, would you? Well, a lot of guys just, you know, go in the woods or they're hunting. You know, it's, what time is it? It's a little after 6, so legal shooting time is generally around 6:30. So I'm sure if they're, you know, they're in the woods now, they're in good shape. Let's see. Greg in Baltimore County. Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
Good, good. I just called to get into the contest. I got to work today. I can't get out in the woods.
Oh, man.
So basically, I'm running around the job site hiding from my boss talking to you.
All right. Well, get in the contest and go back to work.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Bye-bye. There goes Greg. That's all you got to do. Call in, say hi, or I want to get in the contest. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. And isn't it amazing, Pat, all the people that called, I don't even think I gave the phone number last time. I don't think I gave it out one time. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Yeah, I know how many people called. It was a lot, and I'm glad to hear it. But we're giving away a muzzleloader today. So, and the bonus is you get not only in the November contest for that, but you're also in the December contest. So with one phone call, you can kill two stones with one bird. 410-WCBM-680. My name's Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show you're listening to. And you can listen to the Outdoorsman Radio Show 24-7, 365 on the website, ellisoutdoors.com. That's www.ellisoutdoors.com. There's information there about me. There's information about the show. There's all the podcasts that go back a long, long time. And you can listen to all the past shows. Not only that, that ellisoutdoors.com has direct links to all the Ellis Outdoor entities, including Maryland Loves Crabs, including the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, all of that. If you click on that homepage, you'll also see we have Facebook logos on there now. We are on Facebook, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, Ellis Outdoors LLC, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs. They're all on there. You can click on the link and take you right to the Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook. That helps us when you do that. I don't understand any of that, by the way. Not one single thing about it. And that's why Laura is our social media coordinator, and she runs all that. So like us, and love to hear from you on Facebook. Okay. Let's see. What do we got? A lot of callers. My buddy Bob in Greensboro. Did you kill one, Bob?
No, I missed one.
Oh, man. All right.
My brother got it instead.
Yep. I got you.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Okay,
meat in the freezer.
How you been?
I'm good. You?
Not too bad for an old guy.
I hear you. Oh, hey. Look, I texted Donna the other day, and I said, I'm getting old. And when I saw her, she said, you're just now figuring that out. I said, no, it's not that. I said, I'm very sad. I just heard Jerry Mathers, name ring a bell?
Yes.
Doing a prostate supplement commercial.
Oh, no.
Ah.
The Beeb?
I was heartbroken.
Terrible.
I was heartbroken. The Beeb is doing a prostate supplement commercial on Sirius.
Oh, man.
Ah.
I'm headed over. I'm in Talbot County. It's really, really foggy.
Yeah.
It's been a tough drive. I got stuck behind a delivery truck coming from Denton. So,
of course, yeah.
4 years.
I hear you.
4 years to get between two towns.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, well, I'm headed over to Daddy's.
All right, brother. Good luck to you.
Yes, you too, buddy. Take care.
All right, Bob. See ya. Bye-bye. There goes Jim in Baltimore. Good morning. Thanks for waiting. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing fine. I want to get in the contest.
Yes, sir. You're in.
Well, and also you were talking about the artificial heart doctor. I think it was Dr. Jarvik.
Jarvik. Okay, I thought, okay, Christian Barnard ran in my mind, but Jarvik was the inventor of the artificial heart.
He was the inventor, at least, yeah.
Yeah, he was the inventor of the artificial heart. I think DeBakey put the first artificial heart in a human. The guy lived for a while, but not long. And then, but what's that?
I was thinking Barney Frank.
No, Barney Frank's a senator. Barney needs a brain transplant.
Yeah, you got that right.
So, all right.
Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Here we go. Harry and Sparks. Good morning, Harry.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Good. I appreciate your show.
Thanks.
Because I know there's a lot of people out there probably don't appreciate it. And, I like listening to it on my way to hunting in the morning.
Well, good. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're out there listening, and we love to hear that people are going hunting, going fishing. We like to hear that, and we even like to hear the stories of back in the day, you know. And we like to especially hear about the kids and the ladies out there participating in the outdoors, and that's what this show is all about. That's why it's called The Outdoors. We talk about hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors, and it doesn't matter if we're talking about squirrels in the bird feeder. It doesn't matter if we're talking about groundhogs under the shed. It doesn't matter if we're talking about songbirds. Whatever it is, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
You talk about, you know, getting that story out there. I was in a deer stand yesterday, and I was sitting there thinking that this farmer lets us hunt this farm. His family's had it, and I was sitting there thinking I was the third generation of my family to be sitting there hunting, and soon I'll have some little ones out there to go with me.
Isn't that great?
I'll be able to get them out there with us.
Yes, indeed. Well, good luck.
All right, you have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. All right, see ya. There he goes. Yes, indeed. For review, Jacob was with me in the stand last Saturday. As you know, if you listen to the show, we went out, got there, you know, right in the dark, sat there till on the opening bell, and didn't see a deer. We took a break at 12:30, went in for lunch, came back and got in the stand at 2 o'clock. And right in the last 15 minutes of the season, when I was getting a little edgy, of course it's an evening, you know, hunt on the full moon usually, buck and a doe come busting down over the ridge, and it was you know, twilight. We were 15 minutes past sunset, and I could see it was a buck and a doe, but I couldn't tell how big the rack was because it was all real quick action, and the buck stopped, and Jacob put the rifle down, and the front shoulder was behind a tree, so he didn't get a shot at the doe. They backed up through the woods and were gone. And we sat there and looked at each other, and I said, well, you know, at least we got to see something. And all of a sudden he heard this deer coming and got his attention before I didn't even hear it. And another buck came down, a little 6-point. Jacob got on the deer. It stopped about 30 yards, 35 yards. Broadside, wide open. He shot. I could see the deer was hit. Deer stopped again. I said, shoot again. He shot again, and the deer went down. So Grant Jacob got his second 6-point on opening day out of the same stand. So we're really blessed on that. And I've been mentoring Laura, the lady I just mentioned here earlier. Laura's in her 30s. She's just gotten into hunting. Real enthusiastic about it. And Laura had a good encounter her first day in the stand. Took a shot at a deer. Unfortunately, the deer escaped unscathed, other than a little trim on the bottom of the brisket. The deer was uninjured and took off. And we had a good time in the talking about hunting and learning about firearms and being safe and that type of thing. And I sat outside the ground blind, and Laura sat inside the ground blind, and I was the spotter and the binocular guy, and Laura was the shootist. And we had hunted 2 days. The second day, same encounter. She passed up a deer that she thought was too small. So, you know, she's on her way. So that's all good. Now, final story, and then we'll get right back to the callers. Yesterday, managed hunt in a community, Southern Maryland. Getting a stand. Now, this is a considerable investment for everybody that goes. There are people that invest their time. They, you know, stay overnight. It's a 3-day deal down there. I was invited for several years, but I finally made the commitment to go this year. Of setting in a stand, houses all around, of course. You know, it's a community, but I'm in a safe location. 10 minutes after 7. The landowner let the dog out, some little mutt, in a bright orange vest. So they knew we were hunting. I had a written permission slip in my pocket from the landowner. All right? The dog comes out. The dog goes down over the ridge in front of me, barking its head off. Comes back up, does its business, goes back in the house. I texted the hunt coordinator. Landowner let the dog out, bright orange vest. Running all over the woods. 20 minutes later, dog comes back out, no vest, goes north of me, barking out through the laurel at something, God knows what. Texted the hunt coordinator. Dog's back, no vest this time. Dog is back in, landowner leaves. I'm not happy. I've got dog stuff all over the place. I've got a dog that's been out in the woods twice, scents all over the place. 2 hours later. Landowner comes back. Dog comes back out. Orange vest. Now it's running all over the woods in front of me. I mean, all over the woods. This dog is insane. Everywhere. Up the ridge. Down the ridge. In front of me. Under my stand. Looked up at me. I said, go away. Dog ran back up to the house. Called the hunt coordinator, who had gotten back to me. Oh, we sent them a phone message that, you know, they should keep the dog in. I said, okay. That's okay. Well, that's 9:30-ish. Called the hunt coordinator. Oh, I don't know what to tell you. I said, I'm not happy. Well, he said, if you want to move, we'll move you. I said, well, you know, my hunt here is ruined. You know, I'm done. And I'm going to get down and I'm going to go home. So I'm taking my stand down, you know, I'm taking my stand loose and three shots ring out above me. So I stop and I wait for a while. Another shot. No deer show up. 5 minutes later, I'm on the ground. I see the dog come out again. No vest. And I hear, hi. I'm like, what is this? And here comes the landowner walking down through the woods. I said, lady, I can't even talk to you. Right now I'm so angry I didn't want to say something that I would regret. So I said, I can't even talk to you. If you want to discuss this, you need to talk to the people who coordinate this hunt. Well, I live here. I said, yeah, I realize that. And I said, I'm trying to deer hunt here, and I can't do it with your dog in the woods. So I'm leaving. The woods is now yours. Have a nice day. But, and I said, I can't talk to you. I was a little bit rude. I'm sure I was. I'm sure she took it as that. But I was very upset because my hunt, after a two-hour drive and a two-hour drive coming home, my hunt was cut short at 10 minutes after 7 as far as I was concerned. So I get back to the check-in, tell the people that live there and people that coordinate the hunt what happened. And, you know, they were all very regretful and that type of thing. But what stood out in my mind most of all was not the fact that the landowner was wrong, that the landowner was actually breaking the law. That's considered hunter harassment in Maryland. I was harassed. She should have been cited. No. Well, you know, they just moved in and we've been trying to get permission to hunt that property. So, hey, everything's okay because we've got that property now and we have permission to hunt it. I'm just the poor schmuck that was the victim of the dog. How would you have reacted? 410 WCBM 680. We got John in Crumpton, Michael in Bel Air, Alan Arbutus, Fran in Baltimore. Let's take Fran's call and then we'll go to a break and we'll get right back to the phones. Good morning, Fran. Thanks for holding.
Well, good morning, Alan. I thought this morning, since it's my birthday, I would treat myself and call you.
Well, listen, happy birthday, Fran. You want me to sing?
Go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. There you go.
All right. Listen, Alan, I accidentally turned you on one morning on the radio.
You did, huh?
I'm a city person, okay? Never been fishing, never been hunting, have no idea what you guys are talking about. I've been listening to you every Saturday morning since.
Wow, that's great.
Let me tell you, I always thought...
So now I turn you on, right?
Listen, now I've been always thought of myself as a survivor. I start listening to you, and I thought, you don't know anything at all about surviving. I thought, inner city surviving, if we run out of food and everything, we have to be fed by the Red Cross. I mean, nothing wrong with the Red Cross, but I thought, you guys really know. So I just want to let you know, every Saturday morning, it's like going to school for me.
Oh, great.
And I listen to you, and you tell me stuff I've never heard anything about. So I'm going to start next year. By the grace of God, learning how to fish.
Good.
And I may even move up to hunting. But you know that type of fishing where you walk out in the water and swoop them up like in a net?
Yeah.
Is there a special name for that?
Well, they used to be. We used to be able to do that in Maryland. That's pretty much gone now as a. There's pretty much gone as a hobby now because nobody does it anymore, and the river herring are protected. So, it was dip netting is what it was called.
Dip netting, okay.
Yep.
But you can't do that in Maryland. Can you do it in Pennsylvania?
I think you can still do it. I'm not sure what the regulations are, but it's become like, you know, four people across the state do it once a year, and that's pretty much it.
So, oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all.
Learn to catch them on a rod and reel, and you'll have far more success and be far more satisfied.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Fran.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Now we do have to take a break. Pete's Cycle. Yes, indeed. The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle right now, just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on the legendary Sportsman, the powerful Rangers, razor sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. And don't miss the Polaris Holiday Sales Event today, Saturday, December 1st, today, at all three locations for even bigger savings. You can visit PetesCycle.com to see all about that. Now, this offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on creditworthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Browning headquarters. If you would like to purchase a new high-powered rifle, and I think you should, consider the Browning X-Bolt, extremely accurate, bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection, the X-Bolt. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available. It has the adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. The BPS Hunter pump shotgun, the best pump shotgun available. 12, 16, 20, 28, and 410, satin finish walnut stock, bottom ejection. With the 12 and the 20 gauge, you get three Invector plus choke tubes, and with the rest of the calibers or the rest of the gauges, you get the standard Invector choke tubes to help your shooting ability. Maxxis shotguns, autoloader shotgun for waterfowl. Comes in the Mossy Oak Duck Blind Camo if you like. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. That's the Maxxis shotgun for waterfowl. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Complete gunsmithing services, including scope mounting and bore sighting. ClydeSports.com is the website, located just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. And let me tell you one more time about the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, January 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can win an African safari. You can meet Razor Dobbs, the outdoor professional. And you can visit the website OutdoorSportsmansExpo.com. OutdoorSportsmansExpo.com. I'll tell you what, seminar speakers are wide and varied. There are over 100 hunting, fishing, boating, and outdoor specialist to help you plan your next adventure. Local Chesapeake Bay experts, as well as African safari guides, big game specialists, and premier gun experts. Bring a truck to fit all the fish and tackle available for purchase and a huge selection of outdoor gear. Guest speakers will cover topics like targeting rockfish in the Chesapeake, preparing for your first African hunt, and tackling the bay with light tackle. Again, www.outdoorsportsmanexpo.com for the Outdoor Sportsman Expo coming up January 11, 12, and 13 in Upper Marlboro. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. The pool
Poole family continues the family tradition established by Sam Poole at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road off Route 32. Sam's Deer Processing has cut well over 40,000 deer. They know how to quickly skin, cool, and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection, then cut it to your specifications. If you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Eldersburg. Sam's Deer Processing also holds the secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, you're worried about where you can have the hide and cape safe for the taxidermist, Sam's can handle it. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package, custom-cut venison with all the specialty venison products to last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or call 410-795-4670. That's 410-795-4670 for Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Woo! A lot going on here. A lot of callers and a lot of information trying to get out here. Let's see. John and Crumpton, then Michael, then Al, then Terry. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Just want to say hi and get in on your contest.
You're in it, buddy.
All right, now. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Bye-bye. Yeah. Thanks for calling from Crumpton. Michael in Bel Air. Michael couldn't hang. Let's talk to Al in Arbutus. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Just fine.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to congratulate my grandson on his first deer this year, 5-point buck, and he turned around and got a little doe on top of it.
Well, that's great, man. What's his name?
Timmy Green.
Timmy Green. All right. Well, send me a picture.
I'll see if I can get one for me.
Yeah, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the email address, Al. I don't know if you do email or not, but you can go on my website, ellisoutdoors.com, and email me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll put his picture in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine. How's that sound?
All right.
Yeah, buddy. And anybody that has a picture out there, if you'd like to email ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, if you got a deer or whatever, you know, kid, wife, granddaughter, you name it, send it out. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We'll see if we can get it in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine. That'd be the spring issue. Comes out 1st of February. All right. Thanks, Al. There he goes. Terry in White Marsh. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
All right. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call and thank you for doing your show. I enjoy every episode very much. And, of course, I want to get in on the drawing for the muzzleloader.
You're in it.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. There he goes. And, whoop, we got to wait. Okay. Whew, that was quick to catch up, so it was. So what do you think? Did I do the right thing? Did I, you know, did I handle myself properly? I was not happy. I was very unhappy. And everybody seemed to know I was unhappy. I was disappointed that my hunt was ruined. But was it ruined? Was it, would a little dog running around every hour or so ruin your hunt if you're trying to deer hunt? Did mine. And the landowner walking down through the woods wanting to introduce herself did not make me happy, especially when I had a permission slip in my pocket that I could be there. I don't know. The breakdown in communications? Was it hunter harassment? What was it? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I do have to toss this out, by the way, while we're waiting for the calls. The new year is almost here, and the state is close to reaching its goal of planting and registering 100,000 trees by 2013 through the Maryland Plant Trees Program. The governor, Martin O'Malley, reminds citizens that there's still time to plant and be counted. If you want to plant a tree, you want to get your name on some kind of imaginary list, please do. Those who have planted trees and not yet registered are encouraged to take a moment and record them, because we need to put another feather in the governor's cap that we could plant 100,000 trees under his regime. That is your smart, green, and growing tip for the day. And, just so you know, that Hurricane Sandy was a deadly reminder of the dangers and risks associated with living on the coast. Maryland's Coast Smart Communities program wants to remind citizens there are grants available to help coastal areas prepare, respond, and adapt to the effects of flooding, shoreline erosion, increased storm intensity, accelerated sea level rise, and other anticipated impacts of climate change. Woo! Global warming coming to Maryland. In response to Sandy's impact, the state announcing its request for proposals earlier this year to provide applicants with more time for pre-proposal consultation and assistance. Another government program meant to make you money. If you're a shoreline developer, you can get a grant because of climate change, global warming. Woo! Who's up? Who can we take here? John? I need to take a call, Pat. Who can I take? I can't take anybody. All right. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
Look, I just wanted to get in your drawing, but wanted to tell you about a real great experience I had last year.
Okay.
Just sitting here, and all of a sudden, I have a privacy fence in the backyard.
Right.
And a baby hawk landed there and spent about 5 minutes with us, just looking around and then flying off. Wonderful, wonderful. And this year, my son is confirmed. I had some oak leaf hydrangeas in the front yard.
Right.
And they're nothing but twigs now. My son said the deer really loved them.
They do. Yes, indeed. Hosta, hydrangea, azaleas, they like all that stuff.
Alan, I only live one house away from light rail.
Right.
And we really haven't had deer up in the backyard. We know they've been in the neighborhood.
Right.
But it's really an experience having them in the backyard and around the house at night.
Right.
Seen one during the day, but we know they're there because they leave their footprints in the grass.
They do that. Well, I'll tell you one more experience from last week. Last Saturday morning, we were getting ready to go hunting, and it's 3:30 in the morning. I'm loading the truck, putting the gear in, you know, Jacob's clothes and my clothes and the guns and all that.
Sure.
I walk out on my front steps, and I look in my neighbor's yard, and there's a deer standing there, like 30 yards. Now, I live in a neighborhood, okay? There's a deer standing there under my neighbor's tree.
Yeah.
So I go back in. I call Jacob. He comes out. We look at it. Now it's in my yard. Walked in my backyard, big, great, big, giant doe. I mean, big head, you know, fully mature animal. And I said, okay, well, there was a deer. You want to get your deer, Jacob? And he laughed. You know, we laughed about it. So
sure.
Back in the house, come back out. I'm loading stuff. Look over in the neighbor's yard. There's the buck.
Oh, geez.
4-point. Not a big deer. But he's chasing the doe. So I go get back in, get Jacob. There's the buck. The buck takes off around the other side of the neighbor's yard. So before we went deer hunting, we had two deer in front of us, and we didn't see another. That was 3:30 in the morning. We didn't see another one for, 14 hours, 13 hours. So that's the way it goes. Yep. All right, brother. Thanks for the call, Bill. Let's moving right along. John in Hurlock. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. Two issues. The first, the name that I associate with the artificial heart was Jarvis.
Yeah,
I can be wrong.
Well, this was the first heart transplant, so I'm thinking it's Christian Barnard.
Oh, no doubt, that is the name.
Yep. Okay. Cool.
Second, and that was ugly experiences this week,
right?
As far as going out hunting.
Yeah.
On Monday, about 150 meters away from where I have sat traditionally, there was a tree stand.
Yeah.
I was worried that I would get into a confrontation.
Right.
It never happened because he never showed up.
Well, that's a good thing.
I left at the end of the day. The tree stand was still up in the tree, up in the state forest.
Really?
On Wednesday, on my return, I wanted to avoid the conflict until I passed by, only to see several saplings that had obscured his view down the fire trail. He had taken an axe to them and cut down these 10 or 15 foot tall saplings.
Did you call the Department of Natural Resources on this guy?
Yes, I have.
Good for you.
His stand was still there when I left at the end of at sunset.
Yep.
On Thursday, when I got there, His stand was still there when I left at sunset, and I couldn't help but notice a Hershey bar wrapper and real slow here, beef jerky wrapper.
Right.
Bag.
Right.
And
This guy's obviously a slob and a poacher and a scofflaw, and you know it'd be very nice if the department would actually respond to a call. I mean, you know, it is deer season, by the way, and you know I understand that the oysters and that type of thing are taking priority right now. You got to catch every oyster poacher out there every single day, but you know it is deer season, guys, and there are people who are violating our public trust as well. So when you get a call, try just maybe perhaps NRP, just think about you might want to respond to that. You know what I mean?
You and I play by the rules.
Right.
And while I don't fully understand why that tree stand has to be removed off the state property every day, and I'm not certain that I agree with the law,
right,
abide by it.
Right. It's still the law. But the guy's a slob. If he's cutting trees and littering, you know, he can be cited for that.
Those trees irritate. I look forward to an argument with him once I saw what he had done to those trees.
Yep. I think you're the man for the job, John. But you know what? You're dealing with somebody who's armed and not stable.
None of us are going to live forever.
Good for you, brother. I admire your spirit. Thank you for the call.
Out here.
All righty. There he goes. We got, who's next? I know we need to take a break, Pat. I understand that. We will. Gary in Millersville. Good morning. Gary, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to register for the contest, but
you're
also
in.
I wanted to thank you for your show. I've been listening every Saturday since I moved here about 5 years ago.
Oh, great.
I really enjoy it.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it, sir. All right. Well, thank you. You're in the contest.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Okay, the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle right now, just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s, plus rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on the legendary Sportsman, powerful Rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. And don't miss our Polaris Holiday Sales Event Saturday, December 1st. That's today at all three locations for even bigger savings. The main office is on Bel Air Road in Overly, right below the Beltway. The Bel Air store is on Route 1 and Severna Park store is on Ritchie Highway. The offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing rates are based on credit worthiness. See Pete Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. So get your special financing and your rebate up to $1,000 on Polaris ATVs at Pete Cycle. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your hunting headquarters. Not only do they carry the great Browning firearms, but they carry archery equipment as well. Thompson Center muzzle loaders, all makes and manner of firearms, including firearms for home protection. They carry the AR rifles. They carry semi-automatic pistols. They carry all types of accessories and ammunition. If you need anything for hunting, they've got it, including archery and muzzle loading. They do gun repair. They have a great gunsmith, Lawrence, down there. They do scope mounting and bore sighting for you if you need that done. It's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. They are your Browning headquarters as well. ClydeSports.com is the website. Give them a call, 410-242-6108.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Consulting deals can be sweet if you can get them. Many former executives enjoy these gigs with their old companies. Boards hand out agreements for a variety of reasons, like ensuring a smooth leadership transition or preventing former bosses from joining a rival or poaching staffers or filing suit against the company. But are they too generous? When Samuel J. Palmisano retires next month, the former IBM chief will receive $20,000 for every day he spends 4 hours advising his former firm. His predecessor makes half that, still a substantial supplemental income. These payouts are not new. Companies have been paying key former employees like this since at least the 1970s. But some activist investors do not like the practice. They believe the payments are sometimes made as a way to nudge executives out the door, almost like severance pay. And the payments could influence how shareholders vote on executive pay in 2013. Don't expect perks like this to go away anytime soon. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Wall Street Journal.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's County, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Wow, that was quick. Okay, we got, let's see, we'll take the guy who's been waiting the longest. That'd be Chuck in Ellicott City. Morning, Chuck. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Enjoyed your story about the dog encounter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you handled yourself just right. Of course, all of us are older and more mature now.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah, but it reminds me, 30-plus years ago, used to do a lot of goose hunting, rented some property down at Centerville.
Right.
And there was a tenant house that was there.
Right.
And we were out there hunting, and a guy let his dog out. And the geese flying all over the place, the dogs in the decoys barking at us.
Of course.
Not a good thing to do. You know, that went on for several hours. And lunchtime we were up there, and I was leaning against the back of the pickup truck, and I noticed there was a 2x4 that was kind of laying in there. And dogs behind us barking, and, you know, just let them sit there for a while till all of a sudden he got within range. And I came out of that pickup truck with the 2x4, whacked him right across the back end, and we never did see him for the next several months that we were down there. I guess he learned not to come out and bark at us.
I guess that was a good idea. Yeah.
Well, that was a long time ago. I don't think I would do that now.
We had five German shepherds, a mother and four half-grown puppies that used to chase us when we snowmobiled. We would go down to the bottom of this hill, and we'd make a real sharp turn. We had this course at the bottom of the hill. You know, you're going to slow down because you're making a real sharp right-hand turn, and that's where they'd meet us, right at the bottom of that hill. They'd hear us coming, and they'd come down the road from the house, and they'd wait for us on that corner. And when the snowmobiles made that sharp turn, of course, we're throttled down, and we're trying to get out of there, and the dogs are right there, and they're barking and, you know, just carrying on. And I was afraid they were going to bite somebody. So this happened three or four times, and, you know, that was one of the trails and one of the roads we always rode on snowmobile not far away. So I said to my ex-wife now, but the wife at the time, I said, I'm going to take care of those dogs today. And she said, what are you going to do? And I stopped along the trail, and I cut down a sapling, a switch, probably inch and a half diameter at the base and 9 or 10 feet long. And everybody went, you know, down to the bottom of the hill, and they got going, and the dogs started to chase them. And when I got there, there was Mom. And I laid that switch over her back one time, and she yelped and turned off to the side. And you know what? Mom and the puppies never bothered us again. You know, sometimes you just got to discipline a dog. Yeah. Now, there was no way I could discipline this dog yesterday. I mean, this dog was out of control. And then the landowner wanted to walk down in the woods and meet a strange hunter dressed in orange in a tree stand. No, I'm sorry. That's not an encounter I want to have.
Yeah, but you did the right thing. Now.
I tried.
Yeah, you did.
It ruined my day. I mean, it really ruined my day and just annoyed me no end. So, you know.
Well, just look at this.
And I don't blame the people who are coordinating the hunt or the guy that invited me. I don't blame them at all. But I do, one of the landowners that was involved in the hunt, I do take issue with him, trying to defend the position of the community association that they had just gotten this property, you know, to add to the hunt, and they were glad that they got it. And it didn't sound like there was going to be any boat rocking, even though this woman violated the hunter harassment law in Maryland.
Right.
So,
right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I did see that Jerry Mathers thing, too.
Oh, man, isn't that annoying?
Oh, yeah, we love sitting there at night when we eat our dinner watching some of the old shows. It annoys our kids, but
that's good.
I did see that, and I looked at her, and I said, man, I really feel old.
I see. You had the same reaction I did. All right, buddy. Thanks,
Take
Chuck.
Care.
See ya.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. There we go. We got a winner, by the way. Let's see. Everybody that's on the phone is in the contest. Let's talk to Captain Seaweed and then Wesley in Westminster and then Mallory and Chase. Good morning. Seaweed, how you doing?
Hey, Cap. Alan, how you doing?
I'm good. Cap, what's up?
Okay, Alan, do you remember in the 90s they had a program called Tremendous Maryland?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, do you remember the name Wally Orlinski?
Yeah, I remember Wally Orlinski, yeah.
Yeah, well, Wally Orlinski and I, we had a program when I was working quite a bit with DNR of planting almost a million trees in the state of Maryland and putting all the flowers that you used to see up down the mediums.
Yeah, I remember that, yep.
Yeah, I was very much a participant in that, and my whole crew. That's when Captain Seaweed was really... really programming itself into keeping the environment clean with trees.
Yep, exactly. Well, now you got to register it if you plant a tree in Maryland. What happens if you cut one down? Do I have to tell the governor if I cut one of the 29 trees down on my lot?
Probably.
I'll call him. Okay.
Wally and I used to hug trees. He'd get around one side and I'd get around the other side, and we'd be a tree hugger.
Goodbye, Captain.
See you. Bye-bye.
Wesley, good morning. How are you? Wesley, are you with me? Hello? I hear him coming. Wesley, are you in the bathroom? Get on the phone.
Good morning.
How are you? Sorry to keep you waiting so long.
Good.
What's up?
I just want to give a shout-out to the Coast Guard.
Okay.
My son is, he came up from Florida. I got two new hunters in my family, my son-in-law.
Awesome.
And my 11-year-old son.
Right.
So we all got together this year, you know, and it was a really cool experience. We hunted out Allegheny County. We got blown away on the mountain, but
it
was really cool to get all the guys in the family together and go out hunting. So
oh, that's
I just
awesome.
Want to give him a shout out at Port St. Lucie in Florida.
Good deal. Very good.
Love your show. I'm
thanks.
A fairly new listener. I've listened to you the last couple of months, and, man, what a cool show.
Well, great. Thanks. I appreciate that, man. We've only been doing it about 24 years, so.
Yeah,
check out the website.
Good stuff.
Check out the website, ellisoutdoors.com.
I'll be there.
Thanks, Wes. Have a good one. Bye-bye. There we go. We got Mallory and Chase. Good morning, Mallory. How you doing?
Okay. My question is, I don't know, I haven't been hunting for some time, but every now and then where I live, I hear shots on a Sunday, and I was just wondering if it was legal to
hunt
on
Sunday. Yeah, some Sundays are legal, and they're all listed in the Guide to Hunting and Trapping, but we've slowly been getting Sunday hunting incrementally in Maryland. There's only a couple counties that that don't have Sunday hunting. Not sure Baltimore County is one of those that has Sunday hunting. I have to check, but yeah, but if it's in Baltimore County, you need to let somebody know.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right.
Good.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir.
All righty. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, we have a winner in the muzzleloader contest. Ed in Curtis Bay, you're going to get in the contest for December, but not for November. The November winner, as drawn by my independent producer in a blind drawing, is Vince Higgins. Congratulations, Vince. You are the muzzleloader winner. And we'll be getting in touch with you to get your address and get all the information so we can have CVA send you the muzzleloader. There we go. 410 WCBM 680. If you want to get in the contest for December, we're still taking those calls for December, but we're done with November. Vince Higgins is the winner. Let's talk to Norb in Bass Pro Shop. And Norb, you're in the December contest, too.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Quickly, Norb, we're
give you a little deer story, okay?
All right, quickly, if
I
you
have,
can.
I've seen 42 deer so far.
Yeah?
Not a single one had an antler.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't eat those antlers.
No, you can't eat those antlers, but I was hoping for an antler first. It's one of those things. I've tried softening them, but no.
No, there's nothing you can, you can do. Mm-mm.
No, I understand, but it's just one of those ironic things.
Exactly. So, well, 42 deer, no horns, no antlers.
Correct.
Wow. Absolutely. All right, Norbert. That's crazy, buddy. Well, we actually, well, you heard the story about Jacob, so
yeah.
It was all good. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
You got it. Bye-bye. There goes Norm. All right, we do have to take a break. I have to tell you about Sean Mann. You know Sean? Sean Mann, he lives in Maryland. He's a great guy. He's a premier goose hunter. He's really good at what he does. And he created a call back in the 80s called the Eastern Shoreman Goose Call. And it's still available today on the website and at the shop in Talbot County there. You can call the shop, 800-345-4539, or you can go to the website, seanmann.com. You can see all the varieties of all the Sean Mann calls. And maybe you can even book a hunt with Sean, either for this season in Maryland or maybe next year in Canada if you like. The website again is seanmann.com, 800-345-4539, and you can learn all about the Eastern Shoreman calls. And like I said, they've been around since 1985 when Sean became the world champion and started marketing his calls. More world championships have been won with the Eastern Shoreman than just about any other call. And so, you know, goose season's right around the corner. Still time for you to put an Eastern Shoreman goose call in your bag from Sean Mann Outdoors at seanmann.com. Tochterman's. They have a great deal at Tochterman's right now. You buy two St. Croix rods. Total retail value, $230. You fill out the little form there. Send it into St. Croix with the UPC code and the receipt and all that stuff. Send it into St. Croix. St. Croix sends you a third rod absolutely free. Now, not only that, but Tochterman's has part of the deal that St. Croix doesn't offer. Anybody that buys a St. Croix rod gets a ticket to win a top-of-the-line St. Croix rod in January, just in time for fishing season. So St. Croix promotion at Tochterman's. Go down and check out all the details or call them. They're located 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway. Tochterman's has been around since 1916. Same family name, same location. Tochterman's Fishing Tackle. Give them a call, 410-327-6942. That's 410-327-6942. And check out the St. Croix rod promotion. Buy two, get one from St. Croix. Get a ticket for every St. Croix rod that you purchase in a drawing for another St. Croix fishing rod. Great, great fishing rods, great representation. Good folks, Tochterman's Fish and Tackle, downtown Baltimore. Once again, 410-327-6942.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Ed in Curtis Bay. Good morning, Ed. You're in the contest. Okay, let's see. Laura on the Eastern Shore, then we got Tom in Pasadena. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's up? Real quick.
Just want to say hello, and I'd like to get in the contest if possible for December.
You're in.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, babe. Bye. Tom in Pasadena, good morning.
Good morning, Al. How are you? This is Tom. Look, I need to ask you a question about the pheasant. I ain't seen no pheasant years, man, around here. Thought about maybe raising releases. Do you know anybody's doing it?
It's a exercise in futility. Too many foxes, too many hawks, too much clean farming.
So you think it's all in vain?
In vain, definitely.
Thank you for your help, man.
Sorry, buddy. Yep. Let's talk to Walt, Catonsville. Walt, real quick.
Morning, Alan. I just wanted to ask you, what kind of dog was that?
A mutt.
This is a tongue-in-cheek.
Go ahead.
You can't pick any kind of species.
It was a border collie.
You know, they're really good.
yeah, I know.